Thank you for joining us today to highlight this important measure, AB 2711. This is a proactive measure versus reactive when it deals with our students in early and timely intervention and help when they are dealing with substance abuse or mental health issues so that they can get resources and stay in school. AB 2711 helps to ensure students are offered supportive services instead of punishment, without assistance for underlying issues. Schools now have discretion on whether to suspend or expel students for the use and possession of illegal substance. AB 2711 would require schools to provide support and document that assistance before punishment, making a consistent policy across the state of California. If we are to succeed in reducing the likelihood of future substance abuse and addiction among our children and young people, we need our schools to provide services that educate them about the risk of drug use rather than simply resorting to suspension or expulsion. This is an important health and even potentially life-saving measure. By allowing schools to refer students to programs, we can get them the much-needed resources they need before their substance abuse issue endangers others or leads to a lifelong substance abuse area in their lives. There is also another issue. When we look at the statistics, we see schools applying the discretion they now have unevenly and unequally to those in the state of California. More than 59% of drug-related suspensions are of boys. More than 83% are of socioeconomically disadvantaged students, and 83% are youth of color. Early interventions are important to be able to be proactive and bring these resources together. Those numbers are alarming, and we as adults and policymakers need to do a better job in supporting our youth in the state of California. I am grateful to have the sponsorship of the California Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, the California Alliance of Child and Family Services, California Youth Empowerment Network, and Children Now. They recognize the importance and necessity for these measures and are doing the hard work on the front lines of ensuring our students and youth, their voices are heard in getting them the help they need. I would like to bring up to the podium Caleb Merrill from Sacramento Youth Action Board member. Bring him up now.
My name is Caleb Merrill, and I'm honored to be here today, not only as a person in recovery, but as a previous youth that this bill represents. My journey with substance use began at 13 years old, a time when I should have been navigating the typical trials and triumphs of adolescence. Instead, I found myself seeking refuge in substances as a means of coping with the pain and certainty of growing up in a world that often felt overwhelming and hostile. It felt as though my world was crashing down around me, and I was desperately searching for ways to hold on. In the halls of our schools, I continuously encountered a system ill-equipped to address the complexities of our struggles. In the eyes of the system, it felt as though we were not individuals in need of support and assistance. We were problems to be solved, or worse, ignored until it was too late. The support or lack thereof was grossly inconsistent. Like many of my peers, my struggles were often met with shame, stigma, and neglect. The amazing teachers that did their best to extend a helping hand were also ill-prepared to address the complexities of our experiences. By 16, it felt as though I had been marked as being too much trouble and pushed aside, left to spiral deeper. I'd already witnessed the loss of multiple of my peers who had faced these similar experiences. When I say I'm fortunate to stand before you today, it is also with a heavy heart and remembrance for all those we've lost since. I've seen too many of my friends and peers be cast aside by systems that fail to see their worth and potential. The current policy is not reflecting the youth's needs. It is not built to recognize the students' individual experiences. The current policy fails to see the role that substances have played in many people's lives. It isn't inherently good or bad. For many people, substances have played a complex and multifaceted role, a role that cannot be easily reduced to the simple notions of right and wrong. By continuing to meet their experience with hostility and shame, you are meeting fire with fire, and we should be guiding and uplifting them to something new. Assembly Bill 2711 offers a new ray of hope, a chance to break free from the cycle of punishment and embrace a more compassionate, uplifting approach to supporting the youth. It is a crucial shift in how we respond to the needs of the students. It recognizes that substance use is not a moral failing, but a complex issue rooted in deeper societal and individual challenges. It acknowledges that demonizing substances and the people who use them only further serves to marginalize those who are already struggling, and that true change can only come through compassion and understanding. Under this bill, it is our hope that schools will be empowered to provide students with the consistent support and resources they need to address the root causes of their struggles. Instead of punishment, shame, and ignorance of their experiences, students should be consistently met with guidance and support, surrounded by a community of caring individuals who are committed to their well-being. This is about more than just substance use. It's about creating a school environment that nurtures and empowers every student, regardless of their struggles or setbacks. It is about recognizing the inherent worth and dignity of every individual and providing them and the schools with the tools and resources they need to thrive. In closing, I urge each and every one of you to stand with us in support of Assembly Bill 2711 to champion the youth, to champion their cause, and to build a better future where every child has the opportunity to flourish and succeed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Danny. And that's firsthand, those that are on the front lines of why this bill is so important to move and create consistency across the state of California. I also want to bring up another sponsor of the bill, LaShawn Francis from Children Now, Senior Director for Behavioral Health.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Assemblymember Ramos, for being such a champion on AB 2711. When we first started this endeavor, several people looked at us and asked the question, well, shouldn't young people be punished if they use drugs on campus? And our response was simple. Push out policies are simply too steep of a price to pay. That is not the kind of punishment our young people need to make sure experimentation does not become addiction. The research says that there's not much difference across race, class, or gender when it comes to how young people are experimenting with drugs. However, what the data tells us is that you don't have to look much further than our wealthier school districts to see who is actually getting support. Our bill simply asks schools to provide all kids with the same opportunities when forced with disciplinary solutions as students in wealthy districts. We don't believe the trajectory of a young person's life should drastically change because of vaping. And having a suspension expulsion policy on your record can really change that trajectory. Our young people are simply asking to be seen, they are asking to be heard, and they are asking for an opportunity to heal. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And it truly is being more proactive to a situation than reactive down the road in someone's life. Thank you so much for that. And we will now hear from another sponsor, Adrian Shilton, Vice President from the Public Policy and Strategy for California Alliance of Child and Family Services. She is a longtime friend and partner in working with me on mental health issues, including the creation of the Office of Suicide Prevention in 2020.
Good morning. Adrian Shilton. I represent the California Alliance of Child and Family Services, and we represent nonprofit community-based organizations across California that are serving vulnerable children, youth, and families. We are a proud sponsor of Assembly Bill 2711. We are coming to this issue because we need to better support our kids. The research is clear that punitive school discipline policies have a disproportionate negative outcome on students who already are facing higher barriers to education. The statistics speak volume. Over 83% of drug-related suspensions impact socioeconomically disadvantaged students. Students who are involved in the foster care system or who are homeless across all race and ethnic groups are also punished far more than their peers, and they do not have access to the same learning opportunities. According to recent data from our California Department of Education, youth in foster care lost 77 days to instruction due to suspension. Homeless youth lost 26 days per 100 students. And in comparison, the statewide average for all students was 10 days. So we have to stop perpetuating the cycle of exclusion and missed opportunities. AB 2711 embodies a shift in our approach to student discipline, prioritizing supportive services first over punitive measures. This bill recognizes the interconnectedness between student well-being and academic success by focusing on support. We are proud to sponsor. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for that. And we heard firsthand knowledge from Caleb about what he faced when he was growing up. And now it's time that we hear from the California Youth Empowerment Network with Danny Trequiel.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Danny Therakul, Public Policy Coordinator with CAYEN, the California Youth Empowerment Network, and I'm proud and honored to stand here as a co-sponsor for AB 2711, authored by Assemblymember Ramos. I want to thank Caleb for sharing his lived experience with us. As similar to Caleb, youth across the state also encounter instances where our education system has fallen short in providing the support and services that they are asking for. CAYEN is youth-led and works with youth throughout the state to empower and train them to advocate on behavioral and mental health policy. And in multiple discussions and engagements, one thing we've heard is clear. Youth want support, not suspensions. We've heard that what we are currently doing isn't working. And instead of support, asking for help is faced with judgment, punishment, and isolation. We must do better to address the underlying use of their substance use challenges. And we've heard that suspensions are a tool that schools can use. But AB 2711 aims to provide youth with a better tool. Just as we wouldn't use a hammer and nail to screw in a light bulb, we shouldn't resort to punishment when a youth is asking for help. We should strive to provide the support and assistance that they are asking for. Implementing the wrong tool, such as suspensions, has long-term and devastating impacts on a youth's life. Suspensions further isolate the youth away from their education, away from their support system, and away from school and community resources. This will only create and exacerbate their current mental and behavioral health challenges, compounding the underlying reasons for their substance use. I stand here today urging you to listen to youth and give them the help that they are asking for and supporting AB 2711. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, and it truly is. Dealing with mental health and substance abuse, when someone reaches out for help, there's a stigma in our community. We have to break that stigma down and get that help to those that are asking for that help in times of their lives. Also with us today, we'll hear from Trent Murphy, Policy Analyst for the California Association of Alcohol and Drug Program Executives.
Thank you, Assemblymember Ramos. And it's truly amazing and an honor to be here and share this space with our youth and our stakeholders in this space. I'm Trent Murphy, I'm policy analyst with the California Association of Alcohol and Drug Program Executives. Our members make up the majority of the state's publicly funded substance use disorder treatment network. And you might be wondering, why are the drug programs getting involved with a school-based issue? Well, youth substance abuse often starts long before adulthood and leads to long-term substance use disorders. And let me give a few statistics which explain why this legislation is so crucial. Approximately 90% of adults with a substance use disorder started using substances before graduating from high school. Youth who begin to drink before age 14 are 7 times more likely to develop alcohol dependence as an adult. And overdose deaths of California youth have quadrupled since 2018. Our current approach in schools is simply not working. On the other hand, prioritizing screening, education on overdose risk, training staff, and collaborating with community providers is a key part of harm reduction and breaking the cycle of discrimination against youth with substance use disorders. By reframing the conversation from punishment to prevention, AB 2711 will create a supportive school environment where all students can thrive. Thank you.
I want to thank all the speakers and the sponsors of AB 2711. It's time that we stand up for our youth in the state of California. When they're calling out for help and for resources, it's time that we start to be more proactive to the situation that we see continuing to spiral here in the state of California as people become adults. It's time that we work together to bring resources to those that are asking for that help. It's time that we break down those stigmas. Stigmas with mental health, stigmas with substance abuse at an early age. We need to bring that early intervention forward. That's what AB 2711 is moving forward to do, but also to bring a consistency approach to all those and our youth in the state of California. I want to thank you for attending this press conference, and thank you to our sponsors. We do have this bill up in committee, Education Committee, at 1:30. Thank you. Is there any questions? Definitely navigating through this process. I think being more proactive to the situation is where we need to be. Unfortunately, it's at the school level where we're seeing a lot of these spikes take place. And if we're not starting to move forward to bring these resources forward and bringing that voice of those that are calling out for resources forward, then we're failing our youth in the state of California. So we've been able to work with those that have questions to be able to fine-tune a bill that will be heard today in education. So we continue, it's a work in progress, but it's something that we're dedicated to. Well, definitely, you see the statistics that are there. And if this policy was consistent with everyone across the areas here in the state of California and the LEAs, we see that there's a high proportion of people of color that are suspended over substance abuse and alcohol, those issues moving forward. But it's a chance that we should look at the proactiveness, because when someone starts to move forward in their adult life, still with the substance abuse that started as a youth, it's far more impact on the community and on that individual's lives. So I think being more proactive, intervention at an early age is something that needs to happen. We walked away from that here in the state of California. I believe it's time we get back to early intervention for our youth so that we're more proactive and not reactive when the adults at the adult age, when now we're talking about that pipeline and that prison areas that we're talking about accountability. I think at an early age, we owe it to our youth to give them the resources, to make sure that they know they're not standing alone, that we're standing side by side with them. Any other questions? Well, I want to thank you for attending this press conference and would encourage you to be there at 1:30 to see the fate of this bill. Thank you so much.